You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Gym Class for a Monday. We start the final week of February into March. Coming your way on 1600 AM, as well as 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. Great to have you aboard as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour on the Gym Class presented by Dupaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com and learn how you can boost your financial well-being. We'll talk about the weekend in sports. We'll talk about, was it the greatest basketball weekend ever at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City? We will discuss that with you and get your thoughts about it coming up in just a little bit. Plenty to get to. We'll talk the latest of bracketology and the weekend that was in the world of sports. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, I'd love to hear from you. 319-366-1600. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette across the way. Isaac on the other side of the glass here on a post-rainy Monday here in eastern Iowa. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here today on the Gym Class program. Happy Monday to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. Isaac, and yes, it was quite a weekend. Before we get into the meat and potatoes, we got some changes this week in programming.
Yes.
To bring to you because they are important.
Correct. Oh, I thought you were just going to go on.
I can do that. Instead of his regular spot, Mark Ironside will talk Big Ten wrestling tomorrow on the show. Kevin Lehman will appear on Wednesday instead of his normal Thursday slot, as he will be in covering Missouri Valley Conference Tournament and requires him to do it on Wednesday. So that little flop right there, Ironside Tuesday, Lehman Wednesday, and then later in the week we'll have David Eicholt on Thursday and Jeff Johnson, hopefully, on Friday.
As soon as I talk to him tonight.
Yes.
Up at Fred J. Miller Gymnasium in Waterloo this evening. As we'll both be up there for.
And we're going to the bullpen midweek, too.
Hey, we are. We're bringing in the right-hander on Wednesday, as Spencer will be here co-hosting with you. Not only with Spencer on sports, but he'll be here at least on Wednesday, as I'll make my way to Des Moines for the girls' state basketball tournament. 319-366-1600. Let's get right to it. Oh, mercy. Was that the best college basketball weekend in the 40-year history of Carver Hawkeye Arena on this past weekend? Saturday, the Iowa men with the second greatest comeback in the history of college basketball. We won't ask what the first one was, with all due reverence to everybody up in Cedar Falls. And then on Sunday, the shot heard around women's college basketball as Caitlin Clark hits the off-balance, fall-away-ish three, and the Iowa women come from behind in the last moments, the last nanoseconds, as time ticked off the clock as the ball was in the air, as Iowa defeated number two Indiana in women's college basketball. It was an amazing, amazing about 28 hours plus, 29 hours at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
It almost defied words, Scott, but since we're in the word business, and I have been all my life, I guess you have as well, we need the help from our listeners. Give me an adjective. Insane, chaotic, improbable. Go down the list of adjectives that could be used to describe Saturday and Sunday in Carver Hawkeye Arena. I've seen Carver open. I've seen Carver this past weekend. And, you know, we tend to live in the moment and say this is the greatest weekend ever in the history of Carver-Hawkeye Arena. But I think it is. I think it is. I mean, you can go back to 85 when 22,000 people were at Carver-Hawkeye Arena for Iowa-Ohio State women.
Correct.
Iowa lost that game.
They lost the game.
And it wasn't even close. It was an 11-point game. The next day, Iowa beat Purdue in men's basketball. So that really is far from comparable to what happened on Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, you had almost everything. Iowa left for dead, but the fourth team in the history of college basketball to be down 11 points or more with less than a minute left. Now, there have been bigger comebacks, but with more time left on the clock.
True.
But that short time frame, and then you wrap it up, you know, on Sunday with College Game Day being here, number 2 versus 6, Indiana, Iowa, a hell of a basketball game. Iowa men had the better finish. Iowa women had the better game, in my mind.
Well, that's the subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Well, ish. Which comeback was more improbable, the Iowa men versus Michigan State or the Iowa women versus Indiana? Go ahead and vote at KGYMradio.com. Poll question brought to you by our good friend Steve Anderson and Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West. In Iowa City. They were both good games, but the Iowa women's game was one for the ages. I don't think there's any doubt about that. That thing was seesaw for the most part, back and forth throughout the day, and it was just a well-played basketball game. The Iowa men trailed much of the day, and we'll get into the specifics about that, but then, you know, you hit five threes in the last, 40 seconds of the game. It was an amazing, amazing Saturday. 319-366-1600. Good weekend for Iowa athletics. Do not forget about the Iowa baseball team beating number one LSU on Saturday behind Brody Brecht as well.
That doesn't even compare to what happened at Carver. Great accomplishment for Coach Heller and his team. A good trip to Round Rock, Texas. I would beat LSU by 8 runs.
They did. They smoked them. Brody Brecht made LSU look kind of sick on a couple of sliders.
He also walked 8 guys. So.
Yeah, and was not around to watch the end of the game as he was being taken out. He got the thumb because he had something very colorful to say to the home plate umpire at that point. The refs can't outdo the heavens, says Jeff on the text line. 8186 says, my view got much better at the end with the early exits. Yeah.
You tell me, you were there.
I was there.
As you are for most home games, if it doesn't conflict with high school coverage.
Correct.
Or whatever. A lot of folks exit seats.
A lot of folks left with about 5 minutes to go.
Really?
Yeah. With about 5 minutes to go. And especially after the under 4 media timeout.
What's the hurry? It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Beautiful day, apparently.
Have you ever seen a college basketball game? Have you ever seen a comeback before in college basketball? It happens damn near daily. And it happened again on Saturday, and I think some folks congregated in the concourse, did they not?
Correct.
And, you know, took one last look, but others had left.
Very much so.
And I don't know. To each his own, you buy your ticket, you can do whatever you want within reason. And
bet a lot of people are not leaving now.
Did you leave early and why Saturday? 319-366-1600.
Men improbable, women spectacular. I think that says it all, 67-14. Very well put. The men were the most improbable. Let's start there. First of all, I still feel empty for Tom Izzo's team a little bit, because Michigan State played about as good a basketball game as you could on Saturday. I mean, at one point, Michigan State, I believe, was 11 of... We won't know because there aren't stats on the boards at Carver-Hawkeye Arena like at every other arena in college basketball in America. But I looked on my phone because I was curious as to what the shooting percentage was for the Spartans. And at one point, they were 11 of 13 from three-point range. They were shooting 63% overall. Only missed, I believe, two free throws. It was well over 80% as far as the free throws are concerned. And even at the end, usually if there's a comeback of this magnitude, Mark, usually you get help. You got to get some help. And Michigan State was 11 of 12 down the stretch from the free throw line. Now, the one miss was a big one. And committed only one turnover in the last minute of that basketball game. Yet Iowa hits 5 3-pointers, including Peyton Sanford. And you knew it was going in, right? I mean, the minute he launched it, you knew it was going to go in to tie things up. We'll get to that in a moment or so. But it's not like Michigan State did a whole lot wrong. Now, I will say this. And I was at one time in favor of not fouling. Up three. Changed 2 years ago. A couple games I saw in the NCAA tournament, I said, that's stupid. Foul. I bet you Tom Izzo fouls from now on when they're up three.
To your point, for the game, imagine this. Michigan State shoots 59.3% from the field, 73% from three-point range, 86% from the free throw line, and loses.
Iowa stole it.
And loses.
Iowa stole that game. Yes, 47-80. There is a large contingent of the men's crowd that leaves at the five-minute mark no matter what the game situation. It's embarrassing. I guess if you buy the ticket, you can do whatever you like.
81-86, I know a family that drove 3.5 hours and watched overtime at Chili's.
Not that we're giving any plugs or anything like that.
I guess I just did, but hop on board if you like.
319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Maybe people will not do that from now on. Leave at the five-minute mark. I don't think that is going to change, though. Only one more home game for Iowa. That is Senior Day coming up on Sunday, 1 o'clock, when Iowa will take on Nebraska. We'll get to the other college basketball coming up in just a little bit, but you got to start off with the men's and the women's games in Iowa City at Carver over the weekend. And, you know, Tom Izzo was kind of starstruck. And you knew the minute that Sanford's shot went in that overtime didn't matter, because Michigan State, I mean, just looked absolutely like, you know, their dog got taken away from them. And
it did.
Overtime was just not going to go well for Sparty. Great win for Iowa. That's a win. I mean, it's not a win that keeps Iowa in the NCAA tournament or anything like that, but that would have been the third straight loss for the Hawkeyes. And four is staring you straight in the eye because, and we talked about this last week, we'll probably talk about it tomorrow, I do not foresee Iowa going to Assembly Hall and beating Indiana, especially with A, the way the Hoosiers are playing right now, and B, as mad as Mike Woodson was in Iowa City. I think he's had this thing circled for a long, long time. So you're talking maybe a four-game losing streak getting ready to go into postseason play for the Iowa men's basketball team. That's what made the game on Saturday so significant.
I agree, especially with the Indiana game coming up tomorrow night. You could say that Iowa stared defeat in the eyes and overcame it.
True. I see what you did there. 319-366-1600.
I thought it was funny as hell. Fran's stare down? It was funny. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, it's the same situation. You know, we got a text right here from 2369. When Fran did his stare down, he took it as that Fran gave up. That's when he left. Wish we didn't, but that upset me. There are people that thought it was great. And everything Fran does, basically, there are people, a faction that believes it's fine, not doing anything different than any other coach. And then there's a faction that says every time Fran looks cross-eyed at anyone, it's an embarrassment to Iowa. There are a lot worse things that coaches do.
There's nothing, I don't think, in the official's handbook that says if you get stared down by a head coach, you got to tee him up. And in that case, Fran would have been tossed from the game.
He already got a technical.
But Fran stared down Kelly Pfeiffer, who gave him his first technical, took a couple steps towards Kelly, and Pfeiffer responded by taking a couple steps towards Fran. Was that provoking Fran to do something, say something? I don't know. You can judge. I thought it was great TV, and so did Ohio State coach Chris Holtmann. He thought it was great.
They actually won a game.
They did.
Over the weekend. Andy on the text line, and we'll get to Sean and North Liberty coming up in a moment. It was the greatest basketball weekend at Carver ever. But it goes on to say that call against Sonano with 1.5 seconds left. All I could think of was Courtney Green in the last second of last year's game at Rutgers for the men. Fortunately, that set the stage for Caitlin Clark's shot for the ages. Yeah, we'll get to the women coming up here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. Let's bring in Sean from North Liberty here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Sean, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, Iowa, a comment on the Iowa men's game. Izzo had, they had the game won with 19 seconds left. They were up 3 or 4. We had the time. We kicked the ball out full court. Izzo did not pressure the ball. Had the opportunity, right? If he would have pressured the ball, then we're taking too much time. There's no way we could have made the comeback. I think his mistake was playing back and just playing for three and letting Iowa come down. Had he pressured the ball, wins the game.
Yeah. Play a little backwards defense right there. I mean, you don't have to make steals. Just let Iowa take some time off the clock.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good point, Sean. Very good point.
Yep. I was at both of them, guys, and it was and game day, and it was a fantastic atmosphere all weekend long. Although I will say one thing, there were more people there on at the arena on Saturday than there were on Sunday.
What was louder?
Definitely Saturday. Definitely Sunday. Although I got to admit, the 5 or 7,000 that were there that were left were almost as loud as the 15,000 that were there on Saturday. On Sunday, I mean.
Thanks.
Almost, not quite.
All right. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
You bet, guys. Have a good one.
You
Thanks,
too.
Sean.
319-366-1600. That was what you and I were talking earlier today. We wondered what one was louder. I mean, it was loud on Saturday at times, but on television Sunday, it sounded really loud.
It didn't get loud until the last minute, though, did it, Scott?
No. Well, no.
That's a reactionary.
I mean, it did.
Men's basketball crowds are a reactionary crowd. I don't know if it's the composition of the people that go there. It's a different composition than you get in the women's game. But for as long as I've been watching Iowa basketball, it's been a reactionary crowd. The team needs to do something to get the crowd excited by and large, rather than the reverse. I think Iowa's home crowds in men's basketball are in the second division of the Big Ten.
Oh, I would agree. I would agree. And there are many factors, and it's been talked about many times what they are. But I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. And it's just it's the way of the world as far as Iowa City and basketball and Carver. 319-366-1600. Interestingly enough, I talked about the factions of people for Fran and against Fran. We got 6 texts, 3 for, 3 against. Isaac is sitting there smiling and shaking his head. I mean, it's, you know, Some guy agrees with you, Mark. It was the funniest thing he ever saw. Fran stare down. Another one says, what's next? The chair throw. I mean, I don't know. It's just there are coaches that do a lot worse. I'm just going to throw that out than what Fran McCaffrey does. 319-366-1600. We'll get to the women's game against Indiana. We'll talk about Iowa State. That was not, while Iowa was having fun on Saturday, things were not going well as far as the Cyclones in Ames, at least for the men. Women had a big win over last place TCU. And the Iowa State women now playing on Wednesday night of this week, and we'll have that game, a big one down in Lawrence as they take on the Kansas Jayhawks. Coming up on Wednesday night. Big one tonight for the Iowa State men as they will take on West Virginia, a West Virginia team that is really, really on the bubble. Now, some have West Virginia in, some do not. And West Virginia gave a really good account at Kansas on Saturday, but did fall. Texas Tech may be on the way out because the Red Raiders lost at home to TCU. That was one that I think Texas Tech needed to get. I would not want to play West Virginia or Texas Tech at the Big 12 tournament. I'm just going to say that right now because they are going to be hungry, hungry folk when it comes down to needing games. And Huggy needs this one tonight in Ames. And Iowa State's kind of back. I'm not going to say square one, but man alive, it was a dismal performance on Saturday. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. Going to throw it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update now at 3:26, and it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot.
We alluded to the Iowa baseball victory over number one LSU on the weekend. Iowa completed the 2-1 road trip in Texas. Now 5-1, the home opener, weather permitting, is tomorrow.
49 degrees and partly sunny.
It could be a go.
And
yeah.
By the way, Loris may have been the team that kept Iowa out of the regionals last year.
Yeah.
Loris beat Iowa.
That's all right. The co-men's basketball program is headed for the NCAA tournament for the first time since 1976. As a fourth seed, Co won the American Rivers Conference tournament and is in the 64-team field. Will play host Washington University in St. Louis this weekend.
First time since the Kevin Kiley era.
Yes, indeed.
I remember. I went to the Co basketball camp. I still have an autograph from Kevin Kiley.
Yeah, and before that it was Ed McFalls and that group that. Made a good run in the NCAA tournament. So, long time coming, McCo in the field.
The Honda- Sorry to Kevin, by the way, if you were listening.
The Honda Classic, Zach Johnson with a very good tournament, tied for 12th, won a couple $100,000. Chris Kirk in a playoff over Eric Cole. And finally, and we'll talk to Mark Ironside tomorrow about this, the Big Ten pre-seeds are out for the conference wrestling tournament this weekend. In Ann Arbor, Michigan, Spencer Lee and Rielle Woods, number one seeds. All 10 wrestlers for Iowa seated in the top eight. So we'll see what Mark's predictions are tomorrow.
Wednesday is their travel day going over to Ann Arbor for the Big Ten championships. Girls State Basketball Tournament is underway at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Class 5A competition going on right now. Early this morning, it was number 2 Johnston all over number 7 Southeast Polk, 70-48. Then it was 6th-rated Ankeny Centennial with the win over number 3 Waterloo West, ending the careers for the two terrific D1 players for Waterloo West. By the way, Jenny Baranchik was there today doing some recruiting and watching. You can't recruit, but she was watching. She's also in for the two Johnston players that are really, really good. One of those is a freshman. Pleasant Valley, number 1, beat number 9, West Des Moines Valley, 43-28. And right now, going on, just underway in the first quarter, it is Dowling taking on Davenport North. Dowling leading it 9-7 right now. And then coming up later on this evening, it will be Class 3A getting into action. Starting things off at 5 o'clock, it'll be Vinton Shelsburg trying to take down unbeaten defending state champion number one Esterville Lincoln Central, the Mighty Midgets. And that will be at 5. Benton Community at 6:45 will take on Des Moines Christian. And then Solon at 8:30 tonight will take on Dubuque Wallert in Class 3A competition. So best of luck to the Eastern Iowa teams as they get into it. 3A, 7 of the 8 3A boys substate final basketball games tonight. And we'll have one on CRM Live Sports for you at 6:45 tonight. Up at Waterloo East, it'll be Marion and Charles City going at it tonight. Wish we could be in two places at once, but we can't.
A lot more text on the Fran Stair. I'm just going to pick one, one that I like, 1017. My teenage daughter stares me down when she doesn't like something for her power trip. Do I let that go or address it? Tear up, 1017.
Oh, man. Yeah. 319-366-1600.
Hey, I'm not perfect parent business, so
I am not either.
I can't really give you much advice.
I hope I did okay. 3:30, coming up on 3:31, we'll take a break and have more for you. We'll talk about the Iowa women's game and more college basketball when we return after this here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kobelman with your Weather First forecast, and we are going to have the winds picking up through the rest of the afternoon, gusting as high as 40, 45 miles per hour. We remain mild with temperatures in the 40s, and then later on tonight, the clouds will clear some, it stays breezy, and temperatures will drop down into the 20s. Tomorrow, we are going to have clouds moving back in. We stay mild with temperatures in the 40s. There'll be the chance for some rain and a wintry mix as we head into tomorrow evening. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Welcome to Money Mondays with Farmers State Bank. FSB wants to supercharge your week, so grab your coffee and get ready for a financial jumpstart with these helpful Money Mondays tips from our experts at FSB.
Everyone knows the home buying market has been kind of crazy these past few years, and that definitely includes the interest rates. In today's market, I like to remind people that they're marrying the home, not the rate. Hi, I'm Tammy Yamakoski, head of the mortgage team at FSB. With almost 25 years of lending experience, I know firsthand the many ways a mortgage loan can be customized for home buyers. From your standard fixed rate loan to a VA loan, an adjustable rate loan, and more, we're ready to go the extra mile to create the home loan that works best for you.
Money Mondays, getting your week off and running with intelligent financial advice to help you get ready for what's next. Farmers State Bank, providing you with faster answers, stronger partnerships, and better banking solutions. Explore your future with FSB at myfsbonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Honda HR-V, CR-V, Pilot, Passport, and Ridgeline. They all have one thing in common. They never back off from a challenge. Available with all-wheel drive, the Honda SUV lineup has the performance you can count on and the capability to amaze. It's no wonder Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com named Honda the 2022 Best Value Brand.
So get to your Central Midwest Honda dealer. Honda gets the Midwest.
Based on 2022 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Todd Brommelkamp show comes your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Leading up to Iowa State men's basketball tonight, Cyclones hosting Huggy Bear in West Virginia at 7 o'clock with the pregame. 8 o'clock, just past 8 o'clock with the tip-off coming up tonight from Hilton Coliseum in Ames, as Iowa State will have their senior night activities coming up this evening before they go on the road to conclude the season in Waco by taking on Baylor on Saturday. Big game tonight. They're all big at this point. We'll get to Iowa State coming up in a moment. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Come on, Cyclones, says Cyclone Tim. Yeah, they need a shot in the arm right now. That was a flat performance on Saturday. The Iowa women on Sunday after College Game Day got everybody charged up and ready to go. It was a sensational game. Iowa-Indiana did not disappoint. It was back and forth, arguably. Well, you can say two of the three best teams in the Big Ten. You can say that factually. And it was a game that came as you thought it would, right down to the wire. And, yes, the team that had it last won. I guess two somewhat interesting calls toward the end. The Monica Sinano foul with 1.5 seconds remaining. A, was it a foul? B, Indiana walked on that, if you take a look at the feet, but it was very hard to tell. A lot of people saying that Caitlin Clark may have took an extra step on the catch. I think the refs gave her a benefit of the doubt because of the fact that she was still, it was pretty close trying to get possession in that first foot coming down. It was really close. As people have said, they would have needed an armed guard plus to get out of there if they called that, which had been maybe an understatement of the year. But as far as the two games are concerned, the Sunday game was a classic. I mean, back and forth, and you know what? You could make a really good argument that that may be the greatest game, women's game, that Carver has seen.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to go a ways to top that one, the way it played out. And you described almost all the particulars very well there. And I thought it was a questionable foul on Zanano on Mackenzie Holmes. Holmes knocked down two. And at the time, you thought there was going to be 8 seconds left, or eight
Point
tenths.
Eight. Yeah.
8 tenths. But they put 7 tenths back on the clock. So you're at 1.5. Holmes makes two free throws. Why did she shoot the second? Was my question, because I would have to go to the length of the floor. Maybe Clark makes a half-court shot anyway. I don't know. But we talked earlier, maybe the most significant difference in the men's and women's games is what happened after Holmes made her second free throw. Iowa called timeout and therefore gets the ball on their side of the court past the midcourt line. That's the rules in women's basketball, and that's a far different scenario with 1.5 left than it would be if Iowa would have to, you know, throw a home run ball from the other baseline. Again, Clark might have made a half-court shot anyway, but I think that's a significant rule. Agree with it or disagree with it. I'm kind of down the middle on it. I know that's not, you know, great commentary, but I can see the benefits of it both. But Zanano, did she get a shoulder into
Indiana
player on the screen?
There was one. We're going to call that thing.
But it was perfectly executed. Maybe not perfectly, but well executed. Pass from Kate Martin to get Clark in stride, and the rest is history. Phenomenal game. I'd watch it again right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people are probably watching it again.
And now, what Clark did, and she's got followers across professional sports. Your guy, Patrick Mahomes, texted her, or tweeted at her. George Kittle, NBA players. And now she goes on the Dan Patrick Show this morning and does not rule out playing not one but two more years for the Hawks because of the she gets an extra COVID year.
She could play two more years.
She's a junior. She's going to play next year. But she didn't rule out a fifth year. If she does that, numbers will be maybe untouchable.
I'm not saying that there couldn't be another Caitlin Clark, you know, in first grade or whatever down the line right now or not even born yet. But you give Caitlin Clark 5 years to put up the numbers that she is doing right now, there's no way you catch her. If she stays for that fifth year. Now, that's a big if. Now, keep in mind, she's got a whole ton of NIL deals out there. And to be bluntly honest, is probably making more than she would playing in the WNBA right now.
She should be taking a pay cut.
And, you know, that's just the way of the world. 319-366-1600.
How do you feel about the half-court advancement?
I don't like it personally because it changes the game. I don't like it. It hurts the defense. It gives the offense an advantage. I understand it because they put it in because they want eyeballs on women's basketball. They want more offense. They want people like Caitlin Clark to do what she did yesterday. And voila, it worked fine. But I think it's too much of a detriment against the defense myself, but that's just me.
Basically, it's a reward for the offense that isn't deserved. Yeah?
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. Thank you for the text. Appreciate it here. 341. Iowa, no matter what happened yesterday, Indiana's still the number one seed at the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament this week. And Iowa, they are the two, correct?
They are the two. They will play Friday night, Friday late afternoon, 5:30, against the winner, I believe, Wisconsin and Purdue, that up in Minneapolis.
Yeah, where are they? I don't know. Are they playing at U.S. Bank? Or are they playing Target Center? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Figured that it was one of the two. If she would have missed the last free throw and Iowa gets the rebound, they call timeout, would Iowa still have been able to advance the ball?
I think it has to be a dead ball situation.
It has to be a dead ball, if I recall. So
I can't answer with 100% certainty.
Yeah, there is stipulations to how you can move the ball to half court. But I'm with you. I would have missed it. I would have missed it. Iowa probably would have still, if they had the timeout, called the timeout. They obviously did. And you're going to have maybe a second from three-quarter court at the very best. Still might have worked out with Caitlin Clark, who knows. But I'm kind of with you, man. I'm kind of with you. That's the way the strategy, I think, called for at that time. Just like Michigan State should have fouled. But
hindsight's,
I think Iowa fans are glad they didn't.
Hindsight's wonderful.
Ain't it great? 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. By the way, Caitlin Clark, Big Ten Player of the Week.
Sixth time this year. Not surprising.
Not surprising indeed. Latest bracketology. Joe Lunardi will have his come out tomorrow. And right now, Jerry Palm, as far as CBS Sports, with his fresh bracketology today, and he has Iowa still on the 8 line, still in the South, still in Birmingham, still facing number one Alabama in a second-round matchup in the Tide's backyard. Iowa against NC State in an 8-9 game, according to Jerry Palm. Jerry has got Iowa State falling to a 6 now. A 6. And they would await the winner of a play-in game. And I'm not sure if that's... I would imagine that's Mississippi State and Wisconsin, because Iowa State, according to the NCAA rules, would not be able to play Okie State or West Virginia.
First four to you.
I don't even know if Okie State and West Virginia can even play in a first four game. Because that could be the... Well, that could be the fourth time they play this year. Mike DeCourcy, friend of the program. This came out yesterday, his bracketology. He has Iowa State still a 4, interestingly enough. There's a big discrepancy between Mike and Jerry as far as the Cyclones are concerned. Iowa State a 4 and Iowa a 7 right now. Most everybody still has Purdue a number one seed, Mark. Are you buying that?
Ooh.
Purdue has not looked particularly good as of late.
You're talking about the Big Ten Conference champion, or at least co-champ. Purdue is clinched right now. Man, I don't know. No lower than a 2, obviously.
No, but, it's a 1 or a 2, but Saturday night, Indiana. You give Mike Woodson a do-over the 2 games after he lost his mind in Iowa City, and Indiana looked like they were still mad about that game. You give those back, Indiana wins the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Am I wrong about that? Indiana's playing as well as anybody in the country right now, and Iowa's got to go into that fire pit tomorrow night.
I mean, what Jalen Hood Stefano did against Purdue.
JHS is going pro.
Man, he was good. And Trace Jackson Davis, he is going pro.
Yeah, we know that.
They're playing as well as anybody in the league, I think. I don't know who would be their rival, really.
I'd put my money on Indiana right now to win the Big Ten tournament. But, hey, a lot of things can happen when the league gets to Chicago coming up next week. So 76-58, Mark, to answer your question, you can still advance the ball to half court on a missed free throw as long as you call timeout immediately before advancing the ball, before taking a dribble. So you miss free throw, chase it down, call timeout, you're looking at maybe 1.1, 1.2 at the most for that last shot.
Okay, I'll trust the texter on that. I said, you know, I wasn't 100% certain on it, but thank you.
Iowa State with a game tonight against West Virginia. Big one in the Big 12. They're all big at this point. And, of course, that will be at 7 o'clock coming up tonight. And it is brought to you in part by Lisa Nolan Realtor. LisaNolanRealtor.com is the website. She is the cardinal sponsor for Iowa State men's and women's basketball. And big one tonight for the Cyclones because that was about as ugly as it got Saturday at Hilton Coliseum in Ames. Second loss on the home floor in the Big 12 this year for T.J. Otzelberger and company, and they lost to last place Oklahoma. And yuck, and did not even look good doing it, except for the first 5 minutes when Iowa State went out 14-3.
That was it. A real stinker in Ames.
I don't know what more you can say about it. I mean, T.J. Otzelberger basically after the game saying, you know, we got to look at ourselves in the mirror and just kind of ask ourselves what we need to do next. And I would agree with him. I would agree with him. Now, 1960 says Iowa can beat Indiana tomorrow. Just have to keep the game close and at the end hit a bunch of threes. I wouldn't count on that every single time, but, you know, I just think Mike Woodson is laying in the weeds. As mad as he was after that game in Iowa City, they want Iowa.
Yeah.
Not saying it's not possible. Iowa could shoot 11 of 13 from three-point range. I don't think it's going to happen, but they could. We'll see. 319-366-1600 here at 348. Iowa State and West Virginia coming up tonight for you right here on all of our frequencies of KGYM. And you just got to think that Iowa State cannot afford to drop another one at home at this time. Cyclones right now, you take a look at the Big 12 standings. Iowa State is in a tie for fifth with TCU at the present time. The Cyclones at 8-8 in the conference, 17-11 overall. The net is still 23. I mean, West Virginia's net is still 26, but the Mountaineers are 5-11. West Virginia loses tonight, and they're 5-12 in the conference. And a lot of people still have them in the tournament. 5-12, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Could finish 5-13 in the conference and still in the tournament.
Should have won at Kansas on Saturday. Maybe not should have, but
could have. Could have won.
On the other hand, Iowa State, 8-8 in the league. You lose tonight, and then you have to go to Baylor. You finish up at 8-10, trending downward. I'd say they're going to have a tough time hanging on to a sixth seed if that happens.
Tonight is just
pending
huge.
Pending the Big 12 tournament and,
correct,
and all that.
Correct. Not going to lose a whole lot. Would you rather see a 5-12, 5-13, 6-12 West Virginia team or Drake
in
the NCAA tournament?
There you go again.
I'm going to keep asking. By the way, Bradley's net is up to 56. Congrats to Bradley. They played a really good game yesterday. And Drake just, they took Drake out of things yesterday. I was expecting a little bit more out of the Bulldogs and as far as that game is concerned, but you got to tip your hat to Bradley. It's a good basketball team.
Yeah, but their big guy might have been hurt, did get hurt, and we'll see what his status is because he's pretty effective.
Very effective. 23-8 is Bradley right now. Arch Madness will start up on Thursday. You and I will be in action. I believe they get Illinois State. And the winner of that one, unfortunately, I guess gets Bradley in the next round. Quick turnaround on Friday in the Mo Valley quarterfinals. That's going to be a fun tournament. Going to be a fun tournament. Because do not discount Southern Illinois and Belmont.
Or Indiana State.
Or, yeah, Indiana State for that matter. Although they go in losing their last two.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, but you got to think Bradley's going to be the team. We'll see. 319-366-16. I remember we're going to get to a break coming up in a moment, but all right. Thought we had a call, but we do not. But let's go ahead and take that break. We'll take a quick one, come back, have more for you on the Gym Class right after this.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Attract a wide variety of birds to your yard with Enchanted Garden Bird Food. We carry a great selection of high-quality blends with sunflower, millet, and other grains to ensure only the best for your backyard friends. Get a 20-pound bag of Enchanted Garden Sunflower Seeds for just $14.99 after 11% off now at Menards. Good through March 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Looking for a reason to get away?
We've got one.
Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton's $99 wild deal.
A one-night stay in our recently renovated hotel and up to 50 bucks in free play and dining credit.
Book your stay anytime through April 15th. A one-night stay and up to $50 in free play and dining credit.
Call 243-9000.
Area code 563 to book your stay.
563-243-9000.
Hurry, this offer is only available through Thursday.
And only at Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton.
You'd rather be here.
Offer based on double occupancy. Must be 21 or older. Exclusions and blackout dates may apply.
Hey, Coach, you wanted to see me?
Yeah, just wanted to let you know we're going with Geico for next week's game.
Geico? As our starting point guard?
Geico really delivers in the clutch. With over 85 years of great claim service right when customers need it most.
Coach, Geico isn't a basketball player. It's an insurance company.
Yeah, I just feel like Geico gives us our best chance to win.
Are you serious right now?
Thanks, champ. Knew you'd understand.
For the choice you can always rely on, go to geico.com.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave's single, Dave's single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, nugs, Sam, Sam. Whew. Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for 6.
For a limited time, price participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. On the card only, single item at regular price.
Back in the gym class, KGYM at 3:54. Tomorrow, Mark Ironside will join us. We'll talk wrestling, getting ready for the Big Ten Championships. Big 12 coming up this weekend as well. Most all of the big college wrestling tournaments as far as the conferences coming up this weekend. And then 2 weeks after that, everybody will go to Tulsa for the national finals down there in Oklahoma. 319-366-1600. Iowa State, West Virginia, big men's basketball game tonight in Ames. We have it for you beginning at 7 o'clock with the pregame and just past 8 o'clock with the tip-off. Speaking of the Cyclones, our friend Matt in Cedar Rapids says, I hope ISU gets a 6 or an 11 seed. That's a big disparity right there.
Yeah,
big disparity right there. Speaking of college basketball news, some sad news over the weekend. Terry Holland passing away. I believe he was 80. Former coach of Virginia, the Cavaliers. He was the coach when Ralph Sampson was there. And a shoestring relative of mine played on that team, Lee Raker. Believe it or not, on my mother's side.
Was he a prominent player?
He was a starter.
He
was a starter.
Yeah,
he was a starter on that team. So, yeah, I got to tie into that.
So that's where you get your hoops down.
Oh, absolutely. Isaac, don't laugh. I think the talent stopped right there as far as big time basketball is concerned. But yeah, he was the coach of that particular team and did a great job at the University of Virginia for many, many years. 319-366-1600. Todd Brommelkamp show comes your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. More talk about the men's and women's games. And I put that out that it was maybe the best basketball weekend ever, Mark. With all the tournaments for the boys and girls going on right now, I've been swamped the last 3 weeks. I have not had time to go through. I'm sure there was a weekend at Carver where the wrestling team on a Friday or a Sunday afternoon beat number one or something like that, and there was a big men's basketball win. And you know, you'd have to do a lot of research to find that. But this was a pretty good one.
It was an all-timer
as far as basketball.
Yeah,
is concerned without wrestling, no mats involved in this one. That was a pretty big one. So more on that coming up with Todd here between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock. And again, Mark Ironside comes a day early. He will join us tomorrow to talk about the Big Ten wrestling championships, wrestling in general, and we'll know a little bit more about what's going on throughout the week. Right here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. And we know Spencer will be sitting in with you on Wednesday. Also Wednesday, Kevin Lehman will join us. Thursday, David Eicholt covers the Hawkeyes for 24/7 Sports. Will be joining us as well. Does a really good job.
Sounds great. Going to be a really fun week. And whether you're here or not, we're going to have some fun.
Right now, forecast looks okay this week.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind,
it's not girls' state tournament week.
Yes. Well, it'd be next week. They moved everything up a couple years ago, so it'd be next week. Watch out for that on the boys' side. All right. For Mark and Isaac, Scott, thanking you for listening to the Gym Class here at KGYM. Have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out